Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. Mm-hmm. We had a happy hour coming. A lot of stuff going on today. Every week, or most weeks, we try to get a little happy hour together for you at 5 o'clock. I think I think Dibs from The Game is going to be on tonight.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It should be fun.
Somebody different.
Yeah, he's a big fan of our show, so he's he wants to come on and hang out and see what it's all about. So we have a little happy hour. We do it on youtube.com/randomhookups. You can check it out there. Subscribe, if you would. You know, we're those people now.
Smash that like button.
You know, subscribe. And do not forget, right after the show today, we're going to cut a secret show. The first one we've done in, you know, a year and a half. And people are clamoring for it. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea people missed it so much. So you can send a bad advice. You got a little problem, something you want to share with us and let us bat around. You can send that to Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. They've got 4 locations in the Bay Area, and they're also on Instagram and online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. They're really great people. Weather today is going to be partly cloudy, so we're not going to see the you know, one of those perfect days, but it should still be pretty nice. High around the 70s in the warmer places and 60s elsewhere. I like it.
Yeah.
To me, that's pretty good stuff.
I'm fine with it not being smoking hot.
Right. Here's what's happening. The CDC now says fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks and stop social distancing in most settings. California is slightly different, so state and local laws will depend on how that's operating nationally. But it's nice to see the lift. I think people need it.
People were very happy on Instagram.
Masks are still required on planes, public transpo, and in stores that say that you need to. Mm-hmm. So I will still wear mine in the grocery store. But I also am happy to have been vaccinated and look forward to, you know, having a better summer this year than last.
It's a huge measure of relief to be vaccinated. And but masks, I feel like they're, it's just a way of showing that you care about other people, you know?
It's very likely that I would still wear a mask, let's say, to an indoor concert. It's very likely that, you know, where I'm really going to keep the mask. If I have to go to the doctor, I'm going to wear a mask in that office.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I just, that's just now going forward, because I don't want to get whatever's hanging around there.
And I've
that's
often
not even
thought
about
that,
COVID.
Especially like at the pediatrician's office where every kid is a snot-nosed brat.
Right.
You know, you just look around and go, I am definitely not leaving here without something.
Right.
You kids are disgusting.
So for me, there will be a few spots, choice spots, where I'll keep the mask on because I hate being sick.
Masks are going to be part of life going forward, and I'm actually fine with it.
You know, we're in the Silicon Valley, which is where the world changed. Everything changed out of this area and with all of its technology advancements. And there are so many. Often there's huge companies we haven't even heard of. In fact, Salesforce is one of the biggest companies in San Francisco that no one uses. I mean, businesses use it, but the average person would go, I have no idea what Salesforce is or how you'd use it.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Meanwhile, they're gigantic.
Vaguely, I've heard what they do, sort of something.
Our company uses it.
Sure. I don't know how or why, but they do.
Right. Sales. It's sales stuff. Mm. Anyway, a 27-year-old guy who created Ethereum.
Never heard of it.
Anybody?
Nope.
Ethereum. He just donated $1 billion in cryptocurrency to India's COVID relief fund and other charities.
Wow.
He's 27.
Oh, my God.
He started a company I've never heard of called Ethereum.
What
and
does
he's
it say
donated.
They do? It doesn't.
Maybe someone can text in because
someone,
I've never heard
us,
of it.
What does Ethereum do?
He has enough money that he was able to donate $1 billion in cryptocurrency to India's COVID relief fund and other charities. Obviously, we've heard India's getting hammered. That's a great play for him. As I read that, I went, how's that guy got $1 billion to hand over to somebody? Huh?
It's a blockchain. That's what it is.
Oh, it is a cryptocurrency, Ethereum. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Is Ethereum the one that's doing all the NFTs?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I think he might be. There was a whole piece about that. I think that there's a Cara Delevingne one where it's the first one to be released through something that isn't Ethereum. He might be the NFT guy.
Oh, okay.
That could be it, yeah.
Well, then he's been able to generate more than $1 billion because he was able to give that much to India. Great job.
Yeah.
Way in other generous nerd news, here are some things from science this week.
Science.
The Smithsonian announced that an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars is going to be on display sometime next year.
Oh, what fun.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the actual models used in the movie?
I guess
or?
So, yeah.
How
I mean,
fun. That's great.
I imagine. I haven't... When we last went to Disneyland, Star Wars... The part of the park that was Star Wars...
Built.
You needed to have... No, it was built.
Oh,
it
right,
was open.
Right. They wouldn't
you
let you just walk in, though.
You needed to have an appointment and a bracelet to get through, which we didn't have. I imagine they've got that kind of stuff there as well, right?
Right, I'm sure.
But
it
cool.
is definitely a part of the American fabric. There's no question that mm-hmm. is, I think that is an artifact that belongs at the Smithsonian.
Oh, I'd argue May the 4th is now a bigger holiday than many other things we do that are holidays.
Bigger than May the 5th.
Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
This is weird. Cats love boxes. A new study found they're drawn to squares in general, and
squares.
They don't have to be 3D. If there's a square shape on the ground, your cat will sit on it. And it even works in optical illusions when there's not an actual full square, but they're drawn to squares for some reason.
There is no question. I can vouch for that. But I've also said, someone said, tape a circle on the floor and see what happens. And so it's really anything that they feel like they're inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I taped a circle on the floor. They walked right over and sat down in it. Like,
what?
This is where I am on this. Somebody randomly, because I think I posted a picture of my cats in boxes, because there's a new box. We must enter the box. And it was
that's
hilarious.
Weird.
Yeah. It's fun. Huh. You have a cat? Try it. Oh, look. Those are optical illusion boxes, and the cat's sitting right in it. Oh, look at him in the Amazon box.
Kitty.
Of course he is.
Yep. Well,
there
you go.
It is.
Oh, look,
there's
at that circle.
Went right into the circle. They just like to be inside something.
Okay. I never
That's
noticed
so
it.
So cute. So cute. Look, doesn't that look like Leo? Didn't that look like your cat? That last one?
Yeah. Giant orange furry thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put some tape on the ground. See if he goes and sits in it. That'd be fun.
After talking up Dogecoin on SNL, Elon Musk announced SpaceX is sending a satellite to the moon.
To the moon.
Next year called Doge One.
Oh.
The company he's working with is paying for it in Dogecoin. Huh. He also posted a Twitter poll asking if Tesla should start letting people buy cars with Dogecoin. And then he announced they're going to stop taking Bitcoin for now because mining it requires more electricity than other coins.
Oh, my God. In other words, buy Dogecoin. Did you hear that in the week since he hosted Saturday Night Live, he's worth $20 billion less than he was? This week he's worth 20, but who? What does he care? It's like dips in Tesla and in Dogecoin.
Random, or they say it's related to his
not
appearance?
Not related, random. Oh, not okay. related to his appearance.
All right.
Which I would have thought Dogecoin, there were plenty of people who heard about that for the first time on SNL.
Right.
You'd think it would have actually given them a bump, but no.
There's a woman in Norwalk. I believe that's down LA-ish way, but they the story goes that the winner of a $26 million California lottery prize Ooh. May have actually washed the ticket.
What happens then?
So that's why I'm telling you the story, because it's a trip. So the winning Super Lotto Plus ticket for November 14th drawing was sold at an Arco AM/PM convenience store in an LA suburb of Norwalk called Norwalk. This was, they say, Thursday. Yesterday was the last day to redeem it. Nobody did. Store employee Esperanza Hernandez told the news that a woman came in on Wednesday and told workers she'd put the ticket in her pants and it was destroyed in the laundry. Hmm. The store's manager told the news that surveillance video showed the woman who bought the ticket. And she's known to the store workers. This isn't a random person that's trying to, well, she might be trying to pull a scam, but they know her and they know that she bought the ticket. A copy of the surveillance video was turned over to the California lottery officials. She gets to make a claim and they're going to investigate it. So I guess this is something they take seriously.
Wow. So even if you've lost your ticket, they have ways to find it. I mean, I guess they would know exactly what time that they're all barcoded.
Right.
Yeah, but the trip is that
you pay
on
cash.
Any given day, especially the day of the lottery,
yep.
there's a run on those things. Mm-hmm. So I don't
but
know.
But they
how
know
they...
where it was sold and they would know approximately when. And if she's saying, I bought it and I lost it, and no one else has come forward.
And there's surveillance that can prove
that
she
shows
was...
she was there at the right time. The problem
lottery
is
officials
they're cash
say,
transactions.
Lottery officials say someone who believes he or she is a winner must complete a claim form. And if someone loses a ticket, they must provide evidence that they owned it. What they're saying here is from now on, and I think this is safe to say, if you buy a lottery ticket, take a freaking picture of the thing.
Yes.
At
That's,
the very
that
least,
is absolutely some
there's
evidence
some
of
proof.
It.
If the thing ends up in the laundry, for crying
right.
out loud.
We used to do that all the time when we would buy tickets as a group. We'd all just send so that everyone knew that everyone had bought a ticket.
They say it's uncommon for large jackpots to go unclaimed. If the prize isn't claimed, $19.7 million will go to California public schools. So we win, I guess.
Sure.
But that lady's bum, dude. That's life-changing money. $26 million?
Oh, my God. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
26 million is like...
Yes, please. I'll take the lump sum, even if it's 10 million. 10 million in. 5 million. Anything. Million. Anything with a million attached to it.
Dang.
Good times.
Yeah. You're not kidding. All right. I got a few more minutes here. Our text... Oh, you know what?
What?
What's our schedule?
Oh, right. No, we're going to be...
We have a different day ahead, don't we?
Do.
Because
we're
of
gonna,
the secret show.
Yep. So,
oh, my God. I'm not going to be able
to jump out and we'll
squeeze in
out.
What you can. And fun and surprises coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, I watched SNL last night. Elon Musk was great. It was a fun watch.
It was.
Funny watching him describe what is... Dogecoin. I think they mean Dogecoin.
Probably.
Yeah, I think they actually meant Dogecoin.
please stop saying look at that on the radio. It makes you sound even more stupid.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for listening to the stupid people. We appreciate it. What does that say about you? Welcome to the stupid club, okay?
My daughter is doing her Zoom meeting right now on my computer. I know it will be too late for the Disneyland text, but I need to email you a picture of her meeting Darth Vader. LMFAO.
Oh. Did we get an email?
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh.
Most NFTs are part of the Ethereum blockchain. So that's, we were
so that
able
is
to
it. Okay.
Sort it out. Yeah, that's how that person has $1 billion to donate. How is the, what?
I don't know, Vinny. I just don't know.
All right. For Star Wars fans, 5-5 is Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, hilarious. Oh my God, that's genius. I've never heard that. That's
hilarious. I hadn't
hilarious.
Heard that either.
May the 4th be with you. Revenge of the Sith. That is hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Revenge of the 5th. People are so clever.
They really are. That's good fun. I think the social distancing should continue. Keep your germs out of my bubble, please. Yeah, well, I think that's what some people will decide to do.
Right.
I do. And I'm going to do that for sure. Yeah. Talking about adopted dog, and you guys say, has she made you smile a private smile yet? My mind automatically jumps to what Sarah implied a few weeks ago.
I'm sorry, this one's all over the place.
I can't.
I know what she's alluding to, though.
Oh, you do?
Sure, it's, you know, peanut butter. But I don't understand that one, or who it's exactly directed to, or what she's referring to down there, as far as the dog goes.
I had a roommate in college that went psychotic. One morning I woke up to her getting a newspaper butt naked. By the end of the night, we visited her in a psych ward.
Oh boy. That's Yikes. Quite a little breakdown.
415 says, dizzy drinking whiskey by myself. Sounds like V's theme song.
V. V Hale.
Yeah, she's fun, huh?
She is fun. She's a fun girl. She's cute. Her Instagram feed is well worth following. She just does not care.
She's good at it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Although it's slightly secret showish in the language department.
It goes a little further than I would go on. I feel like Instagram and social media in general is not a place to necessarily be tearing it up with the F word. She does not have those reservations.
No, it is for the kids.
Yeah, the kids are on there, you know. Mm-hmm. Right.
925 says, heading to One House Bakery today. Thanks for the recommendation, Coco.
Hey. You're welcome. Their chocolate croissants are good, too. So.
Oh, they are.
Those little strawberry tartlets, though, those are the ones with the coconut crust. Come on.
I like this peanut butter one they do. Peanut butter and chocolate one.
Oh, I that one. Yeah. Richard, take notes. I want all the things that Nikki likes.
Benicia.
707 says, having Vinny screen Nikki's dates will be good practice for when his daughter's date. Oh. 408 says, oh my God, Nicole is not even his daughter. He's so protective. I feel sorry for his daughters. LOL.
Well, I feel like for your daughters, nothing can get past you because you did everything in high school.
I did do a lot of stuff.
So
right.
I think nothing can get past you.
Vinny's tough. I remember him telling a story how he approved a guy on his friend's Tinder based purely on him wearing a Thrasher magazine t-shirt. That's true. I did. But you know what? Leslie needed to get out of the house. I was trying to help her.
He was trying to hook her up with someone.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't necessarily really screening. And that was the only time I've ever touched Tinder. So that was the only time I've ever gotten to sweep. And that was, I don't know how many years ago. Oh, so.
It does. It seems like, I don't know how I would do on that. It's like a people catalog. You know?
It's You're weird. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. Maybe I should just make an account and have Sarah and Vinny go through it.
Yeah, maybe we could do it as a show.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, let's go through it. We could do it on the happy hour today. Get it going.
Okay.
Let's pick out some dates.
I just think your commentary, like Vinny's commentary and Sarah's commentary on like the dating profiles will be so funny.
Yeah. Vinny should hop on the happy hour for that one.
Yeah.
I got a new second cousin last year because of Ancestry.com. She found out last year after her mom died that her dad wasn't her bio dad. Turns out her mom and my cousin were in the same place at the same time and had a one-night stand as strangers. I can't wait to meet her and her kids and her at our family reunion. Oh, my God.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Whole arm of the family you didn't know about.
A bunch of people wrote about the fabulous 40s, by the way, so that's the place.
This is the Sacramento neighborhood. That I drove through and went, oh my God, I'll live in Sacramento if I can have one of these. I'll come on.
We mentioned barbecue and someone wrote in, Vin, Horn Barbecue in Oakland is excellent. Matt Horn is the pit master. Do you remember we had him on?
Matt Horn. Yep. Did he give us food?
No, I don't think that was
no.
the guy. That was the guy
he came on our show.
Talk about stuff.
That's
just
right.
As the pandemic was starting. And don't you remember he had just launched his restaurant?
That right. ding ding. That's what it was.
Hey, Bryn, see if he made it. And if he did, I'd love to plug the guy.
Good. I'm pretty sure that he's still around. He's very
so
popular.
Horn Barbecue, everybody. Check it out.
In the East Bay.
Yeah, barbecue. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's everyone grab a bone and chew it.
Unfortunately, I'm out of time. We'll try to figure out what's happening next. during the break.
Yep, it'll happen.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.